Hey guys, this is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 146 of Strong the Iron Will Way. Another good lesson learned this morning from my kids. I think you guys have probably heard me talk about this before, that I think we can learn a lot if we pay attention to these little dudes, and today was no different. So this morning, John woke up and was not feeling great. He's been a little congested, so when he first opens his eyes, because he's been laying there and, you know, kind of coughing all night, he feels like crap. Stomach doesn't feel good. So his first comment is always that he's not feeling good and doesn't want to go to school. And so now I would probably have fallen for that a while back. Not fallen for it, because he's definitely not, even at this point, not trying to be manipulative or trick us into staying at home, because he actually likes school. He just literally doesn't feel good. And at that first moment when he wakes up, he's like, oh, right, I can't imagine going to school today. I feel like crap. So what I encourage him to do is, I said, listen, sit up first of all, because as soon as you sit up and let all that stuff drain from your chest and your head, you're going to feel better. And then, you know, once you get some food in you, once you wake up a little bit and, you know, get some fresh air and blah, 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 blah. So sure enough, you know, 9 times out of 10, once we get some food in them, get them dressed, play some tunes, you know, have a nice morning, he's ready to rock and roll, and he's fine, and he has a great day. Well, how often does this happen to us when it comes time to work out or do anything else that we know we need to do or should do, but we tend to rely on our kind of how we're feeling to determine if we're going to do it or not, right? So we're supposed to go to the gym at 6 o'clock in the morning before work, and the alarm goes off at 5, and we're like, oh man, didn't sleep much last night. I mean, I remember this from college when, you know, in high school for me, I mean, not going to school was not an option. I don't think I ever skipped a class. But at college, all of a sudden, I was like, wait, they don't take attendance? Like, you don't actually have to go, right? I mean, you have to go to be successful, but you don't really have to go. Like, no one knows if you're not there for lectures. So I can distinctly remember waking up and going through this whole thought process within, like, 30 seconds of lying there. Okay, hold on. If I don't go today, then I can go Friday and make up the class, and then I can study tomorrow. And, like, I'm just doing all this rationalizing in my head. And then I would end up not going and then not doing well, right? So I think we do this with workouts all the time. You kind of lay there and run through the whole scenario in your head. I didn't get sleep on time last night. I didn't eat well yesterday. I got a really busy day today. It'd probably be better if I sleep in now and feel better. Then I can go after work, and then I can go tomorrow. And then you just do all this bullshit in your head to convince yourself why you are justified to blow off the gym. This is why you've heard us and other people probably say that discipline beats motivation, right? This is where discipline is necessary. This has nothing to do with motivation. Motivation is fleeting, and motivation is non-existent 90% of the time at 5 a.m. in the dark. You know, motivation comes when you listen to a podcast, you watch a video, you read something, you talk to people, you're feeling motivated in these like bursts, but that's not something that you can rely on in these other times. So during these other times, you have to rely on discipline, which is, I just know that I'm going to the gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6, no matter what. So my alarm goes off. I don't sit here and have a negotiation with myself about why I should or shouldn't go. I just get up, get dressed, and go. Whether you feel good or not good, you slept well or didn't sleep well, it doesn't matter. Okay, this is why having a trainer or a coach or something is for accountability is helpful for a lot of people, because there's one more level of motivation. You're going to pay for it no matter what, if you go or don't go. And you're going to let somebody down if you don't show up. So this is why training is usually, you know, in addition to having someone guide you and follow the correct program, you have some accountability. So relying on how you feel that morning, very, very bad way to go, and not going to end up well. Because think about it, most of the time, I would say, for me anyway, my first thought upon awakening is like, oh my God, how am I going to work out later, right? I'm achy, I'm tired, I don't feel 100%, but that's not a fair judgment, because nobody would feel like doing heavy exercise at 5 a.m., 5 seconds after waking up, you know? again, 90% of the time, you know, 5 hours later when it's time to actually work out, I've had some food, I'm hydrated, I'm listening to music, I'm awake, I'm ready to go, you know. And even then, you know, you guys have heard me talk about it, even then sometimes I don't want to do it. But again, the discipline is that I know what I have to do. And the other place discipline comes in here is actually having a program set to follow and not deciding once you, okay, so let's say you've got the discipline to get to the gym. Okay, so you just said, you know what, I'm going no matter what. But you don't have a set program in place. So here again, discipline has to take over, because at that point, you can't decide what you want to do for your workout, because you will decide based on how you're feeling. Okay, so again, if you're not feeling like going balls to the wall, you're going to just give yourself an excuse to do some bullshit workout that's going to be less than maximally productive. But you're going to just say, hey, at least I'm here and I did some cardio or I did some this, that, and the other thing. If you have a plan and you have discipline, you just know, all right, when it's time to go, I know what I got to do today, and you do it. Very, very big difference. And once again, this will apply to all aspects of life. So if you are trying to get ahead at your job, you are trying to start your own thing, whatever it is, and there are things that you need to do, you have to set that stuff in place and know that that has to be done no matter what. And it is not dependent upon how you slept, how you ate, how you feel, whatever. If you have to, you know, write 5 pages of a book every day, you write 5 pages of a book every day, no matter what. If you have to send 10 emails a day, you send 10 emails a day, no matter what. You get what I'm saying. But this is huge for working out, guys, and getting results. So think about discipline over motivation. Motivation is fleeting, but discipline, once you set a plan, stick to it, and you will find that that is one of the keys to being successful at this thing. Have a great day, you guys. Peace.